BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 15 through 21. First century Christians. Five more believers in Jesus are mentioned in Paul's closing remarks. Stephanas and his household, Fortunatus, Archaicus, Aquila and Priscilla. Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Archaicus delivered the letter containing the Corinthian congregation's questions to Paul, as we see in verse 17 of chapter 7, verse 1. Stephanas is Greek, Fortunatus is Latin, and Archaicus is Latinized Greek. Aquila and Priscilla were a messianic Jewish couple who at the time lived in Corinth, Greece. Greece was then called Archaea. They moved then to Ephesus and maintained a house church there, verse 19, where Paul was currently located. The house of Stephanas were the first converts in what is modern-day Greece, then called Archaica, verse 15. Acts records that the first converts in Greece were at Athens, Greece. Athens is around 42 miles at 64 kilometers east of Corinth, Greece, Acts chapter 17, verse 34. Athens is on the route of Paul's letters, requesting the financial collection for the impoverished Jewish believers. So, the letter arrived at Athens first, where Stephanas lived, and then went to Corinth. The Corinthian reply retraced the trip through Athens back to Paul in Ephesus. That's how Stephanas got involved with this letter. Apostle Paul says that Stephanas' household is devoted to the service of the saints, and those at Corinth should submit to them. It seems that many in the Corinthian congregation who were proud of their gift of knowledge looked down on Stephanas and his household. Such a shame. But this is still common in congregations today. Flashy, proud parishioners look down on humble servants. Paul purposely mentioned Aquila and Priscilla. Most likely, they were still respected by the Corinthian congregation because they housed the beginning of the Corinthian congregation, just like they were still doing in Ephesus, and just like Stephanas' household was doing in Athens. As Paul told them, quote, God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lack it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. That's in chapter 12, verses 24b through 25. And so we get a snapshot of the first century church.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.